Yeah. We recorded this song on October the 6th. Since then, the war has been declared over. If you're like me, you'll remember it like anybody remembers any war, one big drag. A lot of people write songs about wars and government, very social things. But I think about young guys who were like I was when I was young. I had no more idea about any government or political things or anything. And I think about those kind of young guys now who all of a sudden somebody comes up and they're very law-abiding. So if somebody says go, they don't ask any questions, they just go. And I can remember not too long ago seeing a young guy his right arm gone. Just got back. And I asked him how he was doing. He said he was doing all right now, but he had thought he was gonna die. He said getting shot at didn't bother him. It was getting shot that shook him up. And I tried to put myself in his position. Maybe he cried. Maybe he said, I can't write left-handed. Would you please write a letter? Write a letter to my mother. Tell her to tell, tell her to tell, tell her to tell her family lawyer. Trying to get a deferment for my younger brother. Tell the Reverend Harris to pray for me, Lord, Lord, Lord. I ain't gonna live. I don't believe I'm gonna live to get much older. Strange little man over here in Vietnam. I ain't never seen. Bless his heart, I ain't never done nothing to. He done shot me in my shoulder.
You know we talked about fighting, fighting every day. And looking through rosy-colored glasses, I must admit it seemed exciting in a way. Yeah, but something that they overlooked to tell me, Lord, bullets look better, I must say. Rather when they'd coming at you, but go Reverend Harris, and tell him to ask the Lord to do some good things for me, Lord. Oh. Tell him I ain't gonna live to get much older. Shot me in my shoulder.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness. We perish. Oh, how can thou lie asleep? It seems like each moment so madly is threatening. Grave in the angry deep. Get up, Jesus, because the
wind shall blow. the winds and the waves. Bless God. Shall obey your will. And all you've got to say, Lord Jesus, peace be still. Let's go. Weather the wrath.
Sometimes our ways get mighty dark. We need the Lord to come into our hearts. So many times we've been burdened to the place where we didn't know what to do. But oftentimes when those times come in my life, I remember the song that the old Dr. Watts chorus used to sing in the little wooden church on the hill. They used to sound like this.
Let the light say, come on. And I'll give you rest. I went to a meeting one Tuesday evening. And while I was sitting there on the morning bed, I heard something whisper in my ear and say, lay down. Ah, weary. The weary. Lay down. You can lay your head. When the storms of life are raging, you can lay your head. When the enemy's all around you, you can lay your head. Oh, God Almighty, I came to Jesus and I drank from that. I give. And as soon as I took one drink, my thirst was quenched. My soul was revived. Right now, I live in him. And when the devil gets after me, and dark clouds cover my sky, I steal away in my secret closet, and I get down on my knees, and I lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help, and I lift my hands, and say, let it shine.
Direct from our newsroom in Washington, in color, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite and Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck. Police said they found a high-powered hunting rifle about a block from the hotel, but it was not immediately identified as the murder weapon. Mayor Henry Loeb has reinstated the dusk-to-dawn curfew he imposed on the city last week when a march led by Dr. King erupted in violence. Governor Buford Ellington has called out 4,000 National Guardsmen. And police report that the murder has touched off sporadic acts of violence in a Negro section of the city. In a nationwide television address, President Johnson expressed the nation's shock.
America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King, who lived by nonviolence.
Dr. King had returned to Memphis only yesterday, determined to prove that he could lead a peaceful mass march in support of striking sanitation workers, most of whom are Negroes. Dr. King had this to say last night about the situation in Memphis.
Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest for right.
There was shock in Harlem tonight when word of Dr. King's murder reached the nation's largest Negro community. Men, women, and children poured into the streets. They appeared dazed. Many were crying. A young Negro said, Dr. King didn't really have to go back to Memphis. Maybe he wanted to prove something.
Good morning.
So level, straight out on the blue. The first time, hallelujah. Laying on the sand, feeling every grain. A billion points of light along the Milky. Somewhere calling me, I belong to the sea, home of the free. The moon shining through, silvered by a star. She's out there somewhere calling me. I belong to the sea. Home of the free.
chopped down. She says, I want to do right, but not right now. Gonna drag you in and leave at this man. I see you running around with the rag top down. Yeah, I want to do right, but not right now. Says I wanna do right, but not right now.
Lord, keep me. I get so tired. But Lord, sometimes people, I get so warm. I've been talked about, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, I've been lied on, just as you.
Powerful, just powerful. Yes, indeed. Some gospel showing you where the blues comes from. Yes, indeed.
I'm going back home now.